Begin the current daven sechtes brachas daven nun tes. Begin the nomen alf. Begin the toys dirim aschol. This begins with the words of the Mishnah. Actually, this toys belongs in the Mishnah daven nun dalad nomen alf. That al haruchis on the winds. Omer he says shekoychei gvorasim al ha'olam, that his might and his strength fills the world. Tosfos comes to qualify that these are specific types of winds that blow in a certain way. As Tosfos brings in Yerushalmi, Mas Nitin, they explain the halacha of the Mishnah is kishaboyim bezam, when it comes with fury, furious type of a winds. Aval kishab whirlwinds, aval kishaboyim benachas, but if they're just calm winds, then actually Omer, a person says, Baruch Ezeracious, blesses Hashem, who made the acts of creation, because then it's not recognizable, his strength and his might to the whole world. That's only if it's whirlwinds, then the person makes this bracha of shekoich yivrasim ol yilum. Continuing the next taste, the maskal taste begins with the words of the Gemara, Hilkach, therefore, nimrinu l'tavayu. Therefore, we should say both of them. Which taste explains what is actually the maskan, the conclusion of what this bracha is. And that is the Gemara brought, and when someone sees a rainbow, someone makes the bracha of Baruch Zechar Bris. Blessed is Hashem who remembers the covenant that he made with Noach. He's not going to bring the mabul, the flood, to the world. Now, in the Brice, it's taught that the nusach of the bracha is, Neman bebrisei, he's trustworthy in his covenant, b'kayim b'mamari, and he keeps his word. So Rav Papa said, therefore, since we have these two different versions, we should say both of them. That's what Taisa says, Nimrinu l'tavayu. So that I may read, the Reis says that even though this is a somewhat lengthy bracha, and we're saying two different versions of a nusach in the bracha, that's not considered what's called a bracha arucha, and therefore the ein chayis mem bracha bebarach bracha zo. We don't have a conclusion with a new baruch atah Hashem at the end, which we do by having a long bracha. This is still considered a short one concept bracha, and therefore it just opens with a bracha, does not conclude with a baruch. And says Tais of Heichem Avachem, what's the actual bracha? If we're combining the two, how do we say it? Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, our God, the King of the World. Neman bebrisai, he's trustworthy with his covenant. V'kayim b'shavuasai, and he fulfills his oath. V'zeich habris, and he remembers the covenant. Ketirin next Tais Derem Asal, Tais begins the words of the Gemara Rav Amar. He says, Hasam over there is Mevarach, you make the bracha, Shekoichek v'rasim ole olam, because the Gemara was asking, what's the difference between these two different categories? Saying, over there, is you make a Koichek v'rasim ole olam, and Bo'isim Ha'isabarash, you make Bo'isim Ha'isabarash. So Tosfos comes to explain that it's you choose which one. That is, the Gemara brought that, yeah, although the previous category was also Ma'isabarash, it's just that the first category that the Mishnah spoke about, you make a Koichek v'rasim ole olam, and that you also make a Noisim Ha'isabarash. So Pirish, what Tais explains is not that you're going to say both of them. Rather, Oimer Oihai means the first category you could choose. Second category are seas and deserts. Those are not Koichek v'rasim ole olam. The first category, like thunder, that the Gemara is saying that it's both. Again, it doesn't mean both. It's Oihai. You could choose which one. Ezer Shir, to which one you want to. V'chem Pirish of Alpha. So the Rif explains, it's not that the Gemara is saying that Rabbi is saying that the first category say both. It's that you could choose which one versus the second category is only Ezer Meisabrashis. Continuing next Tais Derem Aschol, Tais begins with the words of the Gemara Hilchach. Therefore, in the Minu L'Tavayu, we should say both of them, which is Rav Hodos, the abundance of thanksgivings, Bekel Hodos, and the God of Thanksgiving, which actually this Tais belongs on Amud Beis. Tais comes to explain that this same halacha applies to the bracha of Yishtabach. Now, as the Gemara brought from Yehuda, that the text of the conclusion of the bracha that one makes on the rain is Baruch Atah Hashem Rav Hodos. So the Gemara asks, what is that? Is that appropriate to bless God only by the majority of Thanksgiving, not all of the Thanksgiving? So Rabbi says, you're right, the bracha should be Kel Hodos. So our Papa said, therefore, since we have these two different versions of Rav Hodos and Kel Hodos, one should say both. Rav Hodos, but Kel Hodos. So Tais says that, because the Gemara tells us over here that if someone says Rav Hodos, even though he says an abundance of Thanksgiving, he has to say Kel Hodos, so as not to diminish the praise of God, as if it's only whatever the abundance of Thanksgiving we gave and not all of them. So it says Tais Lafikach Tiknu Biyishtabach. Therefore, that's the same reason why the bracha that comes at the end of Psuka de Zimra Biyishtabach, Achar Siyama Bracha, after the conclusion of the bracha, we say Baruchat Hashem, Blessed are you Hashem, Kel Melech, the King, that's the God, Gadol Batish Baches, that's great in praises. Meaning we said 15 different praises in the bracha Biyishtabach, and still we have to say, although we said what's quote Rav Hatish Baches, Rav Hardais, still we end off by saying Kel Hardais, the God of thanks, that we don't want to diminish any other praises that we didn't mention for God, because it's in that way it's limitless, and therefore, although we said what's already considered Gadol Batish Baches, already said Rav Hardais, still we end off by saying Kel Hardais to include everything, and not just the majority, not just the abundance.